Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. This week on The Conversation, Manchester United has a two-game win streak. Rooney's suspension and David De Gea's amazing save. We're going to talk about that. Also, living in America and living by foreigners' rules. Also, a White House press secretary, basically a reporter for the White House, was caught on an open hot mic saying we're screwed when we're talking about Ebola. Plus, this weekend I asked my girlfriend to marry me. What did she say? That and more, the conversation starts right now. Corinthians 4:16-18. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affection is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are translucent, and the things that are unseen are eternal. So I did that at Wade Schaefer's wake, and for some reason that just seemed appropriate. Welcome to the program today, and if you were on a NASA trip to Mars and haven't been here in the last 6 days, 7 days, I asked my lovely girlfriend, Melissa, 7 months, if she would marry me, and I think that's what I said. I had a hard time getting out, but yes, she said yes. I gave her the ring, and she's on cloud 25 by now, with cloud 9, now it's, you know, she's just, it just means the world to me to have her in my life, and we just want to give a big thank you to all the people that we had over, I think it's still going up, we had like 100 and some people that had liked or plus commenting, so probably like 200 total with comments and likes and all that, so it just really means the world to us, and we thank y'all. And what an incredible weekend. Froze my butt off at the feast for all the locals. It's an event called the Feast Honors Men that reenacts like what life would have been like back in the day of Fort Riotton and like the War of 1812 and in that area and stuff like that. And I want to send a prayer chain request out to Fabobo. He's one of the people who founded the feast. Without him, we would not have it. And he's in a nursing home, not doing too great. And I'm going to go see him today and see if he's being taken care of. Since I work in the facility, I know what they can and legally can't do. And I want to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to and he's getting the treatment he's supposed to. So he's been a mentor for me for years. He's the founder of the Viper Piper Viking Drum Corps that plays. When we do the mass bands, we take all these people that come from all over the U.S. that used to be in the drum corps, whether it's the 42nd or the 205th Drum Corps or 1st Michigan or any one of the corps, and we all get together, fifers, drummers, bass drummers. If we had a piper, he'd come, whatever, and we'd just come in and play music, and it was a chance for us alumni to live our days when we used to actually be in Five and Drum Corps and do all that stuff. So he ain't doing too well, and his thoughts and prayers would be much appreciated going out to him, because without him, the feast wouldn't even exist. It was like a one-day event type thing that he started, and it's gone into a whole weekend, and now it's a national living historical reenactment event where you can go and you can have people like me that will educate you on history and things they would have had and they wouldn't have had, and you know, you would have had two outfits if you were lucky, you know, if you were fat, fat people would have been praised back then because that means you had money. You could afford to eat. So many things people don't realize in today's society. You know, you didn't go to Walmart and buy a plastic container. You went to a Cooper and say, hey, I need a bucket. You went to a blacksmith, yeah, we need some silverware. You know, you had one cast iron skillet if you're lucky. So just, you know, people take for granted how we have it now. And you just go to the faucet and turn around and get hot water. You don't have to go in to a well in the center of town and get a bucket full of water and bring it back and put it on the stove and get it hot. One of the most miracle products back in the day was spring water. It was a medicine. People didn't know it at the time, but when you drink water out of the well, it was contaminated, and a lot of times people would get parasites and stuff in their body, and the spring water was pure and natural, and when they would drink it, sometimes, by about 65-70% of the time, it would flush out any parasites in the body, and when it did that, miracle! This water has healing properties, and bottled water, a.k.a. like spring water, from like a spring, was considered medicine, and people would sell it as a medicine. For that, they didn't realize that, hey, this water has microbes and parasites, and you get one in your body, and when you drink this water that's pure and has no parasites, you just flush the parasite out. They didn't know it back then, but hey, it's medicine. Just one of those things when I get talking about history, I love to sort of like, I can't be around the campfire when they're playing music without running and playing spoons or something, you know, whether it's the bowran, the spoons, or bass drum, snare drum, anything, any instrument, from around the campfire. It's just my nature. It's in my blood, you know. When I start talking about the feast, I got to bring out some nugget of history to educate my listeners. Now to move on to Manchester United, and holy cow, what a game. 2-1 over Everton, and David De Gea's save against Baines. That was the Andrew the guy that got the player of the match, but I think David De Gea should have gotten it, and so do a lot of other people. I mean, when you do a penalty save, you don't really have. You have one option. You can go left or right. Yeah, that's actually two options. Either you choose left or right, and if you choose left, you can go high or low. And he's got the whole goal. So if he goes left and you go left, he may kick it high and you go low, or he may kick it low and you go high. This, you know, you just have to kind of watch the video and see how he, okay, 9 times out of 10, where does he kick it? Well, he's 50-50 here. So, at least I know if I pick the right 50-50, he usually kicks it low, not high. You know, it's just an incredible match. We won 2 in a row, got 6 points added on. Like I said, we'll still be 4th or 5th. Give the coach Van Gaal time. They'll turn it around. You know, okay, we got Van de Gaal, we should never lose. Nah, we're going to struggle just like every other team. You know, I think we take for granted for so long we had Sir Alex Ferguson, it seemed like we couldn't do anything wrong, you know. But now it's like, now we're like a normal team where we can lose games and win games, and, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, we're like a normal team again. But that's kind of how that goes. You know, I think we'll be, like I said, 4th or 5th. You know, we'll be decent. I think the season, it's a good season so far. The games have been close. And I'm excited to see where the rest of the season goes for Manchester United. I really am. And I love European football. It's one of my favorite sports besides motorsports. You know, and I bring this up a lot as we move on because it happens so much. When did we get to a point where living in the U.S. we have to abide by other people's rules. Where those living in the U.S. guarantee will not be offended? Every time I turn around, I see another story where somebody has like a bracelet or a shirt or a hat or something that they're forced to take off because it's going to offend a Muslim. Are you kidding me? I wish that was my kid. I'd probably be in jail. I'd probably be in prison. I'd probably kill someone, I swear. Excuse me? Okay? By the end of the day, I'll know who this person is that's going to be offended, first of all. Second of all, I'd be picking up the phone. What are you doing, sir? You're calling the police? I said, no, I'm calling the airlines. I'm getting them a one-way ticket to Hong Kong. How can anyone, and stuff I talk about, folks, it's not partisan, it's not left or right. How can you have someone living in this country who is offended by the country itself? Girl has an American flag. I'm offended. You're going to have to take that flag down. That's the first thing I would say. Okay, well then, how can you have an American flag on a flagpole if my shirt's going to offend this Muslim? And there's probably not one there. They're probably just, well, we might have, you know, because like where I worked with a company that used to run the kitchen like 4 years ago, you couldn't wear latex gloves or anything with latex because someone could have an allergy. I'm like, okay, well, it's used all over this facility, so us using it isn't going to prevent, you know, it's not like the rest of the facility that uses latex in some form is not going to be, you know, that makes no sense. We can't have peanuts in the kitchen because we could have a peanut allergy, but then we have a lady that comes in and makes homemade paydays and has the residents do it and hands them out. Really? In the kitchen, we can't wear, at the time, rubber gloves because there's allergies to it, but then again, other parts of the facility used it, so it made no sense. If we're banning something that they aren't banning, you know, it's one of those things, you know. I'm assuring that there is, well, we may have someone that's offended by the shirt, so, you know, they can't, I would love to fill it in who isn't. So I just want to know that you can tell me that there's actually someone here who could be offended by that shirt, because if they're offended by it, then why are they living in this country? If they're offended by America in general. You know, you have a guy that's going to go speak at Yale that supports our troops being killed, someone that wishes our American troops dead, allowed to even be in this country. This is my solution, folks. We need to go over to the Middle East. And what we need to do is we need to start going into the prisons and into the solitary confinements and giving out materials that basically say that terrorists are child molesters. All these ISIS people are child molesters. Because if you've ever heard about this, if you're a child molester and you go to prison, they'll put you in segregation because you'll be killed. This guy may be a serial killer and kill 50 people, but he will go AWOL if you child molest. AWOL. They will kill you because he may be a serial killer, but he has a daughter of his own and a son of his own. And then send them over there. They're serial killers. So what? They're serving 40 years in prison. They're never going to get out. They'll die before they get to their parole hearing. So if they die, oh well. He was a serial killer anyways. Let him kill. Why take innocent civilians and train them to be killers when you already got thousands and thousands of people that are already trained killers? Why do we have to sit there and have the military? What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood. What should we do? Kill, kill, kill. That's what a serial killer thinks already. Why train someone to be a serial killer when we've already got thousands of them in prison? Let them go over there and kill them. All I have to do is just get them to think that the terrorists are child molesters. Doesn't matter how much of a serial killer you are, they hate child molesters. Thanks to Lockup on MSNBC. I love watching that show because it really, they go to all these prisons and they interview these people and they interview people. They're like, you know, I'm on segregation, you know, and I'd be killed because I'm a molester or whatever, you know. That's the problem solved. Or you can sit there and just drop radios that play Coming to America by Neil Diamond, America of the Sun and Moon by Neil Diamond, and just put them in all kinds of vehicles over there. Because if there's, I don't know, what do you think is going to happen? They're playing America! They just start attacking the vehicle, and then they realize, oh, my brother, oh, no. Because then they won't be able to distinguish between what's natural and what's not. You know? That'd be fun. You know, they'll be like landmines. You know, you go to a building that's like a safe haven for ISIS, and you just put a bunch of American flags and a bunch of play that music in there, and then when they go to attack it, and then they find out that, wait a minute, whoops. That's just my... That's how I feel, because, I mean, right now we're just, like, clapping them on the wrist. Okay, now, don't kill anyone, okay? Stop it, you know? I can't believe what CBS News actually has a new poll about how the president's doing, and they didn't even talk about it last night in CBS Evening News. But it surprises me that 36% still approve of what he's doing. I'm surprised it's that high, you know, about the way he's handling. You know, I'm surprised it's not an 80%, you know. I'm surprised it's not 80% that disapprove of the way he's going. But my one liberal friend, Tammy, she's actually like, what in the hell was I thinking voting for him? Oh, I tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And by the time you realize what a mistake you made, it's too late. That's what's going on in this world, folks. That's what's going on. Welcome to America. Pretty soon, and women better get ready, because pretty soon you're going to have to wear one of those black veils, because someone's going to be offended by seeing your face, and because he has to walk down the street and you don't have a veil covering your face like they do in those Middle Eastern countries that are Islamic, you're going to have to start doing it to comply with that one Muslim that's offended by seeing your face. You know, like the old adage goes, one guy with a gun kills somebody, everyone's out and outraged, and we need to ban every single weapon. 20 terrorists bomb a building. Oh, you can't judge every Muslim by 20. Really, but every single solitary American who owns a gun and conceals and carries has to be judged by that one person who has a gun. And was the Looney Tune. You know, I bring this stuff up over and over, not because I want to, because it's all over the news still. When you still get articles all the time on YouTube or on Facebook or on Yahoo about people that can't go to school with a Made in USA shirt because it might offend somebody, when are we going to learn? I'm sorry you're offended, but why are you here? Why are you living here? Leave. I'm not going to go to France and say, you know what, I really don't like the way your flag looks. You're going to need to take it down and change it, okay? Because, you know, I mean, I just don't really like it. And then these roundabout things you have, these circle things, yeah, you try to drive. I don't like driving on that, yeah. And the way your driver's test is, I want to have a license in this country, but I don't think I should have to take that test like you guys do. I just don't agree with it. So I'm offended by the driver's test, you know, because I just don't agree with it. And I'm offended, and you're going to have to change it for me. Nope. I'd be like, well, I guess you ain't getting a license, I'm sorry. And that's what will happen. You know, they're not going to change for you in another country, but you come here and, oh, you have to change everything. You have to change everything because we're American. We can't offend nobody. I love it because the Constitution doesn't say anything about offending people. I hate harping on this stuff, but you know what? If it doesn't sink in and people, oh, well, I better take that shirt off because I don't want to offend somebody, I'd be like, then why are you living in this country? If you're going to comply with a foreigner, if you're not proud enough of your country to say, no, I'm not going to take that shirt off. I support America. You don't? I'll get you a one-way ticket to Hong Kong, too. It'll be on a cargo plane carrying rubber dog crap. Yipper. You know? But well, what's really scary is I kind of feel like we're in the tobacco industry era right now, where, oh, secondhand smoke, there's nothing wrong with secondhand smoke. And then you talk to some of the defectors from the tobacco industry, it says, yeah, people very high up say and take secondhand smoke very, very, very seriously. Well, oh, there's nothing to worry about, even in countries where there's tons of Ebola. They don't die if they get it, not always. Well, there was a press reporter for the White House who recently had a hot mic on who was caught saying, when it comes to Ebola, we're screwed. And I think there's somebody in this country that if they have it or something and it tests positive, then we're screwed. We're screwed. That's basically what they said. But in front of the mic, oh, there's nothing to worry about. You know, it's not like, these aren't the droids you're looking for. There's no Ebola problem. Everyone's perfectly safe. Obama's handling everything. Don't worry. Trust the government. Yeah, I trust the government. Worked for the Indians. So why not trust? That's the one thing I tell anyone that's liberal that thinks I'm wrong. I say, well, then you just go on and keep trusting the government and work for the Native Americans. Yep. They can own this land as long as the grass grows. Well, I guess the grass stops growing because they don't own it anymore. And I don't even think we do anymore. 2012, I think it was, Germany wanted to see the gold that we're holding for them in New York, and they were denied access. Not because they don't have it anymore, if I spend it. Fun. It is. I'm going to move on to something that I don't want to get into. I want to talk about. I got about 2 weeks ago products from a company at Washington State called Pure CBD. And if you, I like to talk about. I'm talking about this because I've talked about them before, but I just try to educate people so that they know what CBDs are. CBDs are cannabidiols, and this company's products are amazing. They taste great because I've tried the Tasty Vape oils. I've tried Civadex products. I've tried a bunch of these products out there. And for the money and the potency, this stuff is way better. You need less. It works better. I was on 2 more tabs. I was taking Advils. On top of that, muscle relaxers. I'm at a pain management clinic, and I've been able to get off all my pain meds, and I actually feel better. My strength is still, like my fatigue, it's kind of trying to figure out how to fix that, but I'm like a free man. And they are incredible products. And if you go to purecbd.com, I'm actually a member, and after you get 10 points for every dollar you spend, and when you get 4,000 points, you get 10 bucks. And like if you, I had a link on my Facebook page, and if you used it, you can actually get 10% off. And they're not just for pain. They actually help with health and wellness. And they basically have compounds like what's in mom's breast milk that give you life. When you take a rat and you have cancer in it and tumors on it, and CBDs kill 25% to 30% of every single rat, making them 100% cancer or tumor free. Someone goes, well, that's a low number. I said, not really, because all the other rats that weren't 100% cured, the CBDs don't kill anything else. They don't damage the body. All they do is they send a little program, okay, cancer cell, destroy yourself. I bring this up a lot because I see all these commercials that half of the prescription drug commercial is me figuring out here, well, would I want all these side effects, or would I want the disease I have? I think I'll just stay with acid reflux. These having all these side effects, I think I'll have COPD. Because some of those medications can actually make your symptoms worse. There was one that I got for vertigo one time, a prescription, and it said it can make you dizzy. Really? That's what I'm trying to stop when I've had vertigo. Which I think I've got that under control, but, you know. But the purecbd.net, check it out. Great products, great vape oil, great flavored oils. They're just amazing. Their products are way cheaper and way better than anything out there. So check them out. If for health, wellness, anything. It's not just for pain management, but it does work. And you don't get high. There's no side effects. The only side effect they've really found is some people can, because you can use it for like, if you're like anxiety, you have anxiety, you know, like if you take Xanax, it can make you, some people say they can get sleepy. Some people use it to help them sleep, but to me, it doesn't do that. So that's the only real problem. I tell people, take it as you would anything else. Try it at night on a day off and see if you feel tired from it. Got about less than 90 seconds left, so I want to thank you all for tuning in here. And check out PureCBDNet. It's great products. It'll help your health. Make you feel a lot better, especially if you got fibromyalgia. I also want to give a quick shout out to Kayla. They're about 80% to 82% funded for the radio station. It's a Christian radio station that runs solely on donations. And they're about 82% fully funded. And today's the last day of the telethon. So I donate, I give, I listen to the radio station a lot, Kate Love, so check it out, donate. You know, listen to God, find out what he's telling you to do in your heart and do it. He's changed my life. You know, I got the most beautiful girl in the world, Melissa, through him and through my niece and Dawn, and can't believe she said yes, but she did. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thanks for the comments and the congratulations. Thank you, and God bless you, and have a great day. Goodbye.